Mama T is back, and we are so damn excited about that. We're talking Generation Q next.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey guys, it's the after show
for
the L Word.
I'm sorry, but this theme song never gets old. I love it.
We're talking L Word Generation Q Season 1, Episode 6 already. I can't believe we made it to 6. Loose Ends. I'm Nikki Preston. I want to say you can find me all over social media at Nikki Preston TV, but I guess it's a little too early for that. And I'm joined by my lovely co-host. We got Hallie Johnson.
What up, y'all?
Cody Epperson.
Hello, hello, hello.
And I mean, so much happened today. We have to cover a lot. Beth's scandal. We got Shane had a change of heart with the whole child issue and the threesome. I mean, we knew that was going to cause a lot of problems, right? So what were your overall thoughts so far of this episode?
Do you want to go first?
I just found it very emotional. Like, there are so many moments where I was, like, sitting there and I was, like, I was tearing up. I was like, oh, my God. Like, it was a very impactful episode.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I felt a lot of things. Per usual, I felt a lot of things. When I first saw Tina come back, I was like, she's back. Yes! I never liked Tina, but I was glad that she was back.
I know, isn't it funny? Like, Tina was never my favorite, but you see her coming back and you're like, so excited.
Yes!
And they really kept it a secret from us because I went on IMDb, tried to find all of that out.
I was going to ask you guys about that because I don't know Tina. I didn't watch the original series, and that's why I'm trying. Like, that's, you know, like my whole little thing's like, this is the one I've seen. Until, like, when she was at the door,
you could tell.
I just, like, I knew she was important, and I was like, I don't know who this woman is. Like, I don't know who she is, but I knew, I understood that she was a big deal.
I was in my bed watching this with the blankets over me like this, and as soon as I saw her, my whole legs just went flailing. I was like, oh,
I was watching it with someone who had never seen the L Word before, so she was like, had no idea what was going on, but I was like freaking excited. And she came at the perfect time too, because how we left off was the news station. We knew they were going to make such a huge deal about Bette assaulting, as they say it, assaulting Tyler Adams. She did kind of push him. I don't know if she really pushed him down the stairs, but he was drunk. He did start accusing her of things, pushed Angie out of the way, and she's got to defend her daughter.
Absolutely.
So now Channel 5, all the news stations are there trying to get in Beth's face, and she's like, I think I have to give this up. I don't think I can continue with this anymore. As soon as she opens the door to let everyone know, Tina is there. Just perfect time. I loved it.
Right, and to stop her from giving up. And that was, it was so amazing. A little codependent. It was so amazing.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's still some tension between the two, because I thought, oh, after all this time, I think they both moved on. But Tina still seemed very hurt to me. Bette still is upset about the situation. And I'm wondering if maybe they could possibly get back together at one time.
That would be such a tumultuous
potential. It seemed like it's an option for them.
No,
like the plot.
No, you don't think so?
Nope, don't do it. It's not worth it. I was having this conversation with my friend when I was watching this show, and I said, Tina's not fit for Bette, because Bette is an alpha. She's an alpha, and she requires to be with another alpha that can put her in her place. Because all Tina can do is submit until she feels overrun and tired. Kind of like similar to Danny's relationship, right?
True, but two alphas don't go good together either. I mean, it's like a constant battle, isn't it?
No. As long as these two alphas know their place and they know when and where to submit. Like, for me, for instance, I'm an alpha, and I can't be with a woman who's really submissive. I get along really well with other alphas. It's just learning how to submit. I'm not talking about masculine, feminine energy, because those are two different things. You can still be feminine and be an alpha.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Cody's like, yes.
I think I agree with you, because, like, I know, like, I'm very, like, I like someone who can take charge. Like, for me, like, I want somebody who can, like, who will let me go and be the free-spirited, crazy person I am, but know when it's the right and appropriate time to reel me in.
Exactly.
Because, like, I know how I can be, but I know how I know how I can be.
Yes, please.
And alphas are more exciting. There's something about that. They bring the passion. They know what they want. They're confident. Mm-hmm. There's alphas, yeah, very hot, very sexy.
Okay.
Getting hot in here.
So, oh my gosh. Also, we need to talk about Danny, because I really was thinking something could happen between her and Bette, and now seeing Tina enter the picture again, I feel like Danny doesn't have hope anymore.
Nah, that ain't gonna stop her.
It's not gonna
that ain't gonna stop her, especially ain't gonna stop Bette.
No. Mm-mm.
She's ready.
Well, and I love, too, did you hear what Danny said? She said when she was talking about Bette, she's like, Bette inspires me every day. I've never felt more inspired by anyone else in my life. Like,
she's drinking the Kool-Aid. Dang. She's in love. She's like, in love with it. I said that. I called that from day one before she even said a word. I was like, Bette and that girl right there, I don't know her name yet, but they're going to hook up. It's a thing. And then Bette comes behind her. She's like, well, the art. Mm-hmm. That's how you reel them in.
I know, the art. And then Danny the opened art. Up to her last episode. But she has a fiance at home. She has Sophie at home. And I just... So do you think that she's been so distant because of her feelings for Bette, or do you think that's also partly how Danny is, and she just, when something happens, needs her space and doesn't want to talk to her partner anyways?
Maybe a little bit of both. I feel like Danny, I understand when she's like, I just don't want to, when she's like, I don't feel like she's pushing, oh my gosh, what's her fiance's name?
Oh, Sophie.
Sophie. She's I don't think she's pushing.
Exactly.
We forget her name.
Exactly.
I don't think she's pushing her away. I think just in these moments, she's like, I just need to think. I need to think. And but I think that they're making it a thing, and that Sophie's making it a thing. And it's like, especially what the episode we just saw, Danny comes home after the long day of like being at work, dealing with all this press. And she's like, and Sophie was asleep on the couch. And it's like, she comes in, it's like, oh, how was your day? She's like, oh, it was fine. I don't want to talk about it. And it's like, go to bed. Like, we'll talk in the morning. Like, so I kind of get that. But then I also, you know, we're watching, we see that it is a continuous theme with them. So it's like, girl, just like, have some communication.
They didn't spend any time together the whole episode. Mm-mm. I don't even know if Sophie knew what was going on with Bette. She seemed like completely clueless in a different world.
Yeah, they went, her
and Finley.
I'm lost with these names.
It's okay,
today.
We got you, babe.
Finley and her went out and had a good old time.
They did, and I was kind of thinking, oh, maybe something's going to happen between the two of them.
Obviously.
It
but
seemed like it, right?
Yeah, I don't think that Sophia is in love with Finley. I think more so Finley is starting to realize that she has feelings for Sophia, and Sophia just feels lonely and unloved. Ooh. So that's going to create a really, really bad mixture. And here's the thing about Danny. I mean, she, once again, she's an alpha. She's very strong. She's very, like, masculine-centered. Mm-hmm. And typically, it's a lot harder for someone who's in that state to express their emotions. However, Danny, be single. If you don't want to talk about your feelings, if you don't want to act like you're a couple, go be single. Because, dude, it's one thing to come home and be like, you know what, I don't feel like talking right now. But to hold all that in all the time, it's a constant, constant thing.
Yeah.
If you have a partner, just let them know, like, look, I had a really rough day. I'm going to talk to you about it later. Just give me a moment to process. That's a huge difference between I don't want to talk about it.
Exactly. And I'm Team Danny because I think she's hot. I love
you're Danny. You're Team Danny? But you're drinking the Kool-Aid. She's drinking the Kool-Aid.
However, though, this episode, I was angry at her. I'm like, come on, how long can you stay bottled up? It was really making me angry. I honestly wanted to, like, knock her over the head and be like, just say
how
something.
How do you really feel? Mm-hmm. Welcome.
Hey, Danny, if you're watching, you know, no.
Oh, snap.
But yeah, no, it was just really frustrating for me, but I still do love her. I can't help myself. And then Angie, oh my gosh, I was so excited because we were talking about her romance with Jordy, and we thought that Jordy liked her, but I was still questioning it. We didn't know if it was a friend, more than a friend, mm-hmm. how we were feeling about that.
Oh, I already knew. For some reason, I just know. Like, maybe it's just my gaydar or I'm intuition. I don't know, but I knew it. I was sitting with my girl watching this, and she said, nah, she's not gonna go for her. And I went, oh, yeah, she is. she's clearly interested in her. Now the question is she gonna be okay with being into her? Because she's still young, and I'm not talking about Angie. Yeah. I'm talking about the girl that Angie's interested in. She's still young. You never know how her parents feel, and then society pressure, and then school. It's hard to be out and queer or gay or what have you. But nowadays, it's getting easier. I just love the fact that Angie got a win. She needed a win.
Right? She did need a win. Warm my heart. Yeah, especially because she's really upset with she's being affected by everything that Beth's doing, and it seems like Jordy's parents really aren't very involved. So I feel like when you kind of have parents who aren't like that, it makes the child want to rebel or like act in a certain way. And I just hope that Jordy, like you were saying, is able to handle all of this, because some of it could be acting out, or other part of it could be maybe her parents will step in and Jordy will listen to them and not continue the relationship.
Yeah, I don't trust Jordy.
Yeah.
I honestly didn't think she was going to reciprocate Angie's feelings. But, and now that she has, like I said, it made me very happy. But a part of me is not 100% on Jordy. Feel like she's going to hurt. I don't know her, but I see her. I think she's going to hurt our Angie.
Damn.
I'm worried, too. And actually, I was afraid of her jumping in and saying that she loved her. Let's start with, she did it first. Started with, I like you. Then she threw the love bomb out there.
Y'all, this is puppy love. Why are you analyzing this like adults? They're kids. Of course it's going to be like,
it's cute.
I love you. Thank you. Let's just relish in the cuteness.
I was very scared for Angie.
I was too. I was real scared.
I won't lie. I was sitting there like, damn. I know exactly how that feels. Run, girl, run. But she did it anyways. I was like, dude, anyways. But still, y'all.
It's a power move. Love.
And then it wasn't even alone. Shane was watching the car, cheering her on. And I was like, oh my gosh.
I was loving that. I was talking to myself and out loud. And I said, that's going to be me one day. When I have a kid, I'm going to be cheering them on their first kiss while sitting in the car. That was the best. That was absolutely
the best. At least please drive down the street. Get some binoculars.
Right, some distance applauding afterwards. Oh, my God.
I'm going to be taking pictures. Oh, my God. I'm going to be giving high fives. I'm going to be like, bam, 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 bam. Go, girl.
So back in the day when I used to date men, my dad would always videotape all the dates that would come to the house.
Oh, my God.
And usually he wouldn't get caught. He'd be on the stairway and he'd be like trying to like sneak and record. But one time he got caught and the guy's like, hey, and like waved up to my dad, and I was like, oh my gosh,
that's a little bit creepy, Nikki. I'm sorry about that. But
it's cute. He just wants to be the first little girl.
On camera. If you do anything to my daughter, I have you here.
Damn, better you than me.
Really quickly, while we're talking about Shane, I saw her this week in the public.
What?
I was at the hardware store, but like I was buying something for work, and very stereotypically, I didn't know where the hell I was. Yeah, right at the hardware store. Stereotypically, did not know where I was going, and I was in this aisle, and I turned, and she knocked down my aisle, but walks past, and my stomach dropped. I was like, I know
like
I was like, yeah, just like that. I was like, I know that woman. And so I was like, all right, I gotta go. I gotta do this. Mobbed and I grabbed the thing I needed to get, and I happened to be right behind her in line. And then we like went up to the cashier at the same time, and then we left at the same time, and I didn't say anything.
No,
and in the back of my head, I wanted to so badly, but I could just tell like she was in such a hurry, like she was like in and out, like bought like a dust mask cover.
Oh,
and was like, you know, building something. and she mopped and she was like in a hurry, and like I worked with celebrities before, and you know, you want to treat them like they're real people, and I can just tell like she wasn't like trying to like meander in the hardware store. She was in a hurry.
You should have channeled Angie and just been like, I love you.
I wanted to so badly. And then I went back to work and I was like, I regret my decision. But it was still really cool. I was like, oh my God.
That is cool. I'm slightly like, damn, Cody, man, I really wanted you to say something, but it's okay. I forgive you. I'll get over it.
It was very exciting. I went into work. I was like, does anyone else watch the L Word? And like, no one at work did. I was like, all right, great. I'll just enjoy this by myself.
And then with her and Kiara, right?
Oh, yeah.
we didn't know what was going to happen with that because she signed the divorce papers. We thought like maybe they're going to break up and she's like, yeah, I'm pregnant. I have a kid. You don't need to raise the kid. Just be with me and I'll have the kid. And we're like, okay, how is this all going to work out?
Yeah, we'll see about that.
And she had a change of heart. And I think this day with Angie did help Shane to have a change of heart, possibly.
It seems like it, but we'll see how far it goes. I think, yeah, the day it did seem like after, like, she was like, did I give her the right advice? Did I say the right things? She's like, yeah, you did great. And I think it was just like that little, she's a good aunt. They called her Uncle Shane. Yeah, I thought that was so cute.
I thought it was super cute. And really quick before we continue to you guys, just so you know, I'm in the live chat right now. Thank you so much for joining us. If you're listening to us on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. And if you're watching us on YouTube right now, give us a like, leave us a comment. You guys make us the ESPN of TV talk. Thank you so much. And come hang out with me in the live chat.
Yes. Holla at ya. But no, so I think possibly it may have affected her decision, but it was so cute. Angie got her license. We're talking a lot about Angie today, but she had a big part, you know,
in this episode. Like her part was like the only thing that was like happy. Like everything else was kind of like drama or sad
and deep,
whereas hers was just like a glimmer of hope, like some young puppy love that like got us all excited.
Love
I was
me
like,
some puppy love.
Right?
I could use some puppy love.
And Kiara, too, we finally found out how Kiara and Shane met. They kind of talked about their story. They met on set. And just finding out a little bit more about them.
The background.
And you know, what love means and all that. And kind of talking about that. I'm still trying to figure it out. So, I haven't figured it out.
I just want to see her naked. Like how you feel about Danny. Yeah. I'm just like, can you hurry up?
At least I got to see Danny naked. Like, you gotta wait a little bit. You got 2 episodes left.
You're gonna make me cry. I almost had an emotional breakdown right now. I'm not even kidding. That was deep. I really want her to, like, get naked.
I'm having an emotional breakdown. I just want her to get naked.
I mean, they did have the sex scene, but you're right. We didn't see anything. She was just like, I'm pregnant.
Yeah, right?
Can you just, like, get it in before you make that announcement? So at least I can be happy.
And it's funny, too, because Shane, at least in the original L Word, she was always the one constantly hooking up with women, showing skin. We've already seen Shane's breasts this season, so.
All the time.
Shane is, you know?
No, her partner,
we should see some of her partners, I think, as well. That's the next thing that should happen. But where we are seeing skin, though, well, at least we did a couple episodes ago, was Gigi, Nat, and Alice.
Oh, yeah.
The whole threesome thing still going on there.
That's spicy.
Yeah. That thing is so problematic.
It is.
It really is.
I'll get into it later. I don't want to ruin our special segment, but so problematic. I'm not going to speak right now.
Okay. Well, don't speak on it, but it just bothered me. So they're at the restaurant. They're still kind of trying to figure out what their relationship is because it's a weird thing. Like, people don't do that often, if we're being honest. At least
that you know.
I know of.
Yeah, right?
Maybe I just don't know about it.
Everyone has a different reality and we gonna talk about that too.
That's true. Very true. So Alice, you know, she's in the spotlight, has her own show, and Gigi decides to tell the waitress that they're all together, and I think Nat was the most upset about it, but I'm still thinking about Alice's image and the show and all that, and they haven't decided who they want to tell, which direction they're going in. They haven't told the kids yet.
Yep.
I feel like it wasn't Gigi's place to start to put that out into the open.
It wasn't. However, I can understand why she did that and why she felt that way, because Alice and her ex-wife, they have a unit, they're together, they have a home together. She's kind of like the outlier. So yeah. I think she kind of acted out for a moment of like, listen to me, pay attention to me, I'm here too, love me too.
Yep.
So I get that. I totally get that, because their whole thing is really, really messy.
It is. And you see all three of them in the bed later on with the kids reading or whatever. It's just getting
I kind of love that moment. I was laying there and I went, I want that. No, I don't really want that.
It's so complicated. Cody, what do you think?
I see why Nat was so upset. It's like, because you're like, oh, we don't know what this is. We haven't told our kids yet. Mm-hmm. But I also feel like what Gigi did, like just telling the waitress, like, I don't really think that was a big deal. I think she was just kind of like, oh, well, this is what's happening.
Yeah, when you live in the spotlight, though,
I guess it is true with Alice, yeah, like being that does make a difference.
But Alice then she didn't even care. After
that,
no,
but even she that, she was the girl. The witch was like, "Oh, I love your show, by the way." Da da da. Da. It's like, oh, that. So that is true. That Alice being the spotlight, it does make a difference. But it seemed very, to me, it seemed very just like, oh, blah blah. And I think people were. It just was like, what?
And I'm excited for this to break out, because either Gigi and Nat are going to get back together. It's just going to be the two of them, which I think we may have seen a preview about that. Or Alice and Gigi. Like, who knows?
It seems I'm getting like these Alice and Gigi vibes for sure. They seem to always be on the same team.
Low-key hopes that
not that I want the marriage to fall apart, but
well, if they,
I'm seeing this Alice Gigi.
I mean, they're not technically married.
True. So. Oh my God, that's right. I always just assume that Alice and Nat are married, not the case.
I also don't really feel like Alice is as emotionally invested in that relationship as she tries to make herself believe. And I think she's starting to get more interested in Gigi overall. So I kind of, like, high-key hope that happens just to watch. I'm going to be the person eating popcorn just like, yeah, let me just watch all this blow up.
I told you
so. Gonna be so devastated if that happens, because she's always the one who,
gosh,
like,
she's such
plays the victim.
I'm so sick of her. Kick her off the island, get off the boat. You can't sit with us. I'm tired of her crying. Get out.
I think it's gonna be Gigi and Nat that get back together. They do have the kids, they have history, so I'm leaning that way. I think that's what's gonna happen.
That could happen, and Alice will be on the outside, but whatever. I mean, she's still fine. She can get whomever she wants.
True, she can, and she will.
Oh, okay, Nikki, I need that a little bit.
And then let's talk really quickly. So Finley and Sophie, they kind of had like a thing going together, and we didn't even get to see Micah and Jose at all this episode. Was it because they brought Tina back that they felt like we don't have time for Micah in this episode?
Who knows? Think they're doing just fine. I think they're doing their own thing. Usually characters
like
disappear.
They're a B plot.
Yeah.
Like, I love them. I care about them, but
they're not that serious. It's not really about them, but I mean, hopefully
they're not why we tuned in.
That's a good point.
Wait, indeed. Shade.
So I'm all about Jose, don't get me wrong, but
yeah, you is.
He's like, not,
I am too.
But that's they're
I
not
watch?
Yeah.
Oh.
But they either not why I'm watching the show.
And Haley, you got something special going on for us.
Yeah, actually, so we've been talking a lot about open relationships, about threesomes, about the thruple sensation that's going on. And I wanted to have a conversation with you guys about polyamory and what that looks like. Do you guys know anything about polyamory?
I can only speculate on, you know, the word and what it means, but no, I'm very unfamiliar.
That's great.
It's just basically, I think you can date a bunch of people at one time, or what are the guidelines and rules? I really don't know that much about it.
So polyamory, it's actually an umbrella term, and it basically means that you have the ability to be with and or be in love with more than one person at the same time. Having an open relationship, being polyamory, or being polygamous are three entirely different things that often get mixed up. And the reason I wanted to bring this to light is because there are a lot of people, a lot of different families, and a lot of different type of lifestyles, and I feel like it's important, and I love that this show is bringing it to light too. Now it's a little bit messy, but the reality is that sometimes when you're first getting to know yourself in a polyamorous relationship or situationship or situation in general, it does get a little bit messy. So with polyamory, you can have a thruple, which is what we're experiencing. Okay. Yeah, where it's three people that are in love with each other or with each other, they share each other, or it can just be one partner that branches off and sees another, and they have separate relationships. And this is often done with families, and it's actually shown in studies that this is really healthy. It's kind of like a village mentality. Monogamy has not been around that long, and it's so interesting. I was having this conversation with friends and also my therapist in the past, because she really specializes in couples that have open or polyamorous relationships. And I asked her, I said, do you think that people would cheat less if they were polyamorous or they were open? Because I personally don't think that it's completely natural that everyone is just with one person all the time, expecting to get everything from them. And I feel like a lot of monogamous people probably feel that way too, only because, I mean, just because they're with one person at a time doesn't mean that they're just with one person. They literally are, like, one after another.
I feel like you have to meet your own needs, though. Like, you can't, if you're in a relationship with one other person, you can't rely on that person for everything. So I think that's why a lot of people do get upset, because they're like, you should do this for me, and you should be this and everything for me. So I think that's why people do cheat. That's why they do branch out. So this could be a solution or a great thing for someone who can't meet their own needs and is blaming their partner for not giving them everything. I personally couldn't do it. I like to be with one person. I get very attached to that one person. And I don't know if I'm capable of having feelings or falling for two people at the same time. Yeah, I mean, you never know.
I was going to say, have you tried it?
I haven't tried, so you don't know. But
And what about you, Cody?
I've never done it myself either. I don't know. I feel like I'm stumbling over my words right now. I feel like I don't get jealous, but at the same time, I feel like I would get jealous. And I would have to go into it, like, knowing that this is what was going to happen. I don't know. I guess I don't know. The whole thing is I do not know. Like, I feel like, because Nat and Alice, they had that conversation, like, oh, should we invite her over? Like, are we both into her?
Yeah.
And it was kind of a thing where it's like, I feel like if someone were to have that conversation with me, I'd be like, what are you, like, what are you asking me? But I've never been there, so I don't know. Like, if the situation is correct, like, I would say yes, that's something I could... Yes, I'm going to say it's something I could do, but okay. I would just...
I think you should go out there and give it a try. Let us know.
You know what?
I'll be right back.
And this is one of the things I love about this generation. They're so open to have these conversations and try things new. Now, polyamory, it has its own caveats as well. I personally have dipped and dabbled myself. I don't choose to label my sexuality or how I date at this point in my life because it just doesn't work for me. I'd rather just be, and if I'm with someone who wants to be monogamous, cool, as long as, you know, we add a little bit of flavor here and there. I'm cool with that. But anyways, I digress. It's really important to establish boundaries and to establish establish agreements, like the whole Alice and just Gigi and I'm sorry, what was the
Nat
there we go. I'm sorry. Their whole thing is a mess. That's like rule number one. Do not get in a polyamorous relationship with your current partner and your ex-partner. Just do not do it.
Yeah, start fresh. Get a new partner.
Gosh, get a new partner. And also, you want to take time to really build a foundation with your current partner who you would have as your primary partner. Because you want to make sure you guys are established, that you guys know exactly what you want, what you don't want. You've had time to be selfish with each other, so to speak. And then you can just kind of branch out and see what that looks like. And are you guys going to branch out together? Or are you going to do it separately and then eventually come together? There's so many dynamics. Polyamory is not black and white. And you can still cheat in a polyamorous relationship. If you don't upkeep the part of your agreement, it's totally possible.
So even though you're sleeping with other people, I feel like you would have to let them know, like, oh, is it okay if I sleep with so-and-so if you're not there? Or if, so basically, if you're not meeting the guidelines, then it's cheating.
If you're not making the agreement or meeting the agreement between you and your partner or partners, then yeah, it is problematic. And also, polyamory isn't just about sex. It's the ability to be in love with more than one person at the same time. So some people in polyamorous relationships, they just have another partner that they use for certain activities and bonding and emotional support, and then they have their primary partner who they have all those things with, including the sex. There's so many layers to it, just like being a part of the LGBTQ community.
Some people might not do that and not realize that they're actually kind of being poly in a way.
I feel like everyone's a little bit polyamorous in a way, and they may not realize it.
Like, I have this friend who, we're emotionally connected, we don't do anything physical, but, and then I have my girlfriend, like, so I feel like, I'm kind of giving an example, this isn't me per se, but I feel like people do that, definitely.
Yeah.
So I didn't realize this, but usually is it then a couple, two people kind of start off, they build a foundation, and then they branch out? It's not just like, oh, let's get a group of us together that seem like we kind of like each other and try this out.
That's possible too. Other options are you meet someone who's polyamorous as well, and you guys have a nice agreement together, like, hey, we like dating each other. I'm also dating this person. I'm going to bring this person into our relationship. So now you have like a quad situation that's going on. There's couples that date other couples too.
Man, it's honestly, it's hard enough having one partner. Like, you know, you gotta work on it.
I'm just saying, there's options. Like, you don't have to just live in this monogamous binary life if you so choose not to be. And there's nothing wrong with either. It just matters of what you feel and what you feel is best for you. If you're not hurting anyone and if your partner agrees with you, then, I mean, who's to judge?
Exactly.
Why don't you guys tell us in the chat, what do you think? What do you think about polyamorous relationships, open relationships? Have you ever done it? How do you feel about it? Do you like it? Don't like it? What about monogamy? Tell us all. Spill the tea.
I feel like I would be more likely to be like, okay, maybe for fun, let's invite someone else into the bedroom that we don't know. It's just, I think I could get jealous doing that. But I could see myself doing that more than having an open relationship. Like, I would... Oh, I don't know. I'm like, no. I want to be there. I want to see what you're doing. What's going
on? Damn, you'd be like your dad with the camera.
Yeah, I see you. I know. I have a hidden camera in the teddy bear or something up on the wall.
No, I would never want to be your girlfriend, Nikki. Love you, but not that much. Oh, it looks like Vanessa popped up in the live chat, too. What's up, girl? Why don't you tell us what you think?
Yes. Tell us what you think, definitely. And I think we should talk about our predictions.
Mm. Oh.
You're like, oh, no.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Eyebrow, wink, wink.
Do you want to go, Cody, or do you feel like you need to?
Yeah, I kind of said it earlier, like, I'm worried about Angie's little friend, whose name I forgot again.
Said irrelevant for now.
It's Jordy.
Jordy, thank you.
I'm worried about Jordy.
I was about to call her Sophia. I was like, wait. So,
I think Jordy's gonna hurt Angie, and I think Mama T is going to hurt Bette.
Oh,
the way the episode ended, where she was like, "Oh, please stay." The Bette seemed very happy with her staying, but Mama T seemed a little. There was something going on in her. There. Her face is not like not as happy as Bette.
Even the phone call too. Did you notice when Tina came in and was sitting at the table with Bette? And Tina's like, "I just got to take this call really quickly." Bette was like so upset that Tina would take a call and go in the other room when they were having a discussion. And that's something Bette does like on the regular, or used to with Tina. Mm-hmm.
And it sounded like Tina was talking to someone who she is involved with. She was like, "Oh, I know I should have called you. I'm sorry. I'm here and everything's fine." Like, it seemed like there was somebody of significance on
exactly.
The other
line.
Well,
didn't Bette say that Tina cheated?
Yes.
And left for someone else?
Yes, we don't.
I mean,
that's
the story. Typical.
Yeah.
She's done it before. They both cheated on each other.
But
Bette cheated first, though.
Bette
did?
So, yeah, she did. Bette cheated early on. Bette's been with a lot of women in the series, so
I like that. I'm like, low key want to be Bette when I grow up, but I'm like, don't do it, Hallie, don't do that. Maybe I'll just go through a phase.
Yeah, you can just go
I'll
through
just
a phase.
Through, I'll just go through a phase. I'll just go to art galleries and be like, you like that piece of art, huh, girl?
I feel like Bette never grew on it. Bette has so many options. I feel like she has Tina, she has Danny, she has Felicity Adams. She has three potential options that we know about.
What you
like,
want. What you want. I got what you need.
Yeah.
Yes.
People love the power. You're right. They love that alpha in her. I don't know what it is.
It's hot.
Bette doesn't like do it for me.
No?
No, even though she's alpha, I like Danny, but Carmen, back in the original album, that was my girl, man, and she... I'm hoping that more come back. I hope that Carmen surprises us. We open the door one day in one episode. Someone
I'm
going to
faint
and Carmen's
if that happens. I'm literally just going to faint. I don't know where I'm going to be, whether I'm in my bed or I'm hanging out with y'all. I'm going to faint.
And I think we're going to find out what happens with Jenny, because in the original L Word, the last episode, Jenny supposedly drowns in the pool. Wouldn't it be amazing if she really didn't die? She comes back. Or...
No, actually, not amazing. I'm really glad she's gone.
She was kind of annoying towards the end and getting funny.
She was
funny,
100% but, annoying throughout the entire show, and they like censored her at the show like since the start of it. So when she was gone, I went slow clap. And then the show ended. I was like, what?
I know. I'm like, how can you end the show that way? Like,
on Jenny?
And I'm the type of person, I like to know what their intentions were, what was supposed to, I don't like this, well, let me guess, and I think I have an idea of what happened, and it's in our all in our imagination. I want them to tell me, like, what they were thinking, what their plan was, so I hope we do find out more about that.
I have a prediction.
What's your prediction?
So, I think that there's going to be a little bit of an awkward triangle that happens between Bet, Tina, and Danny. Danny and Bet are going to have a moment. Tina's probably going to walk in on it. Bet's going to be like, no, no, no. Danny's going to be like, oh, fuck, oh, fuck. And it's just going to be a hot mess. I think Angie's going to enjoy her time dating, and which she should. She doesn't need to be involved in all this adult melodramatic stuff. Go be puppy love, Angie. Bring us the hope. Let's see. Who else? Danny and Sophie. Oh, gosh. Sophie already predicted it when she was saying, Bet's so hot, this, this, and that. Well, that's going to happen. Finley is going to admit her feelings eventually for Sophie, and something might kind of stir up, but not really. And Shane's going to start playing daddy.
Yeah, I want to see Shane play daddy, though.
I want to see daddy, too.
Well, who knows, though, because it's so early on. Like, we'll just, they'll pick out baby names. I wonder, do we know if there's going to be a season two? Then Shane can really play daddy if we have a season two. That'd be amazing.
Really quick, Nicole B. said, Bet is the best. I hope we get Bet and Danny hook up, but I don't want them to date. I mean, if... okay, Nicole, I agree. All right, Nicole.
You kind of took my prediction because I think there is going to be some type of triangle between Bet, Tina, and Danny. But we'll see what happens. Maybe I would actually like to see Tina and Bet together. They have Angie. Like, I would really love to see that.
That would be too convenient. I'm over it.
Nah. Yes. So we have to wrap up. I don't want to wrap up right now because I'm like, we got so much to talk about.
Right?
But that was the after show for the L Word Generation Q. I'm Nikki Preston, and you can find me all over social media at Nikki Preston TV.
All right. And my name is Hallie Johnson. You can find me at Pure Hallie, P-U-R-E-H-A-L-L-E, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all the things.
And I'm Cody Epperson. You can find me on Instagram at Cody Epp, C-O-D-Y-Y-E-P-P.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.
See you next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.